Samuel Ruth suggested that union authorities run newspaper advertisements offering Southern Rail workers higher salaries if they defected. Federal officials took up the suggestion and slipped Northern papers with the ads across the lines into the South. It worked. Large numbers of Southern Rail employees defected, and panicked rebel authorities scrambled to halt the outflow. But operations like these soon took their toll on Ruth. Tipped off that members of his network had been helping refugees flee north, Confederate detectives arrested Lohman and seven other spy ring members on January 20th. 3 days later, agents stormed Ruth's railroad office at 8th and Broad Streets and arrested him. All the men were thrown into Castle Thunder, where Lohman languished until April 2nd. Ruth, however, had social and political standing in Richmond. He worked these contacts hard, and along with $2,500 Confederate dollars for legal fees and perhaps bribes, managed to win his release on February 1st. His friends and Richmond newspapers could not believe that such an upstanding member of the community would be a spy. Ruth immediately went back to work for Sharp. 2 weeks after his release, he tipped off Captain Oliver to an exchange of 400,000 pounds of tobacco for Northern bacon and other foods. A rebel captain had appeared in Ruth's office to inform him that the Confederate government planned to ship the manufactured tobacco in 4,000 boxes on Ruth's railroad line to the train depot at Hamilton's Crossing, where they would be offloaded to wagons that would be driven north to Fredericksburg, and from there on to the Potomac, where the exchange for bacon would be made. Oliver alerted Grant, who organized a raid with 2,100 cavalrymen, infantrymen, and guides whom Sharp supplied to seize the tobacco at Fredericksburg. The operation was a spectacular success. On March 5th, Navy gunboats ferried the expedition on the Rappahannock River from Fort Monroe to Fredericksburg, where the Federals seized, without a fight, freight cars and wagons loaded with the tobacco, plus corn and vegetables. The detachment commander estimated that the tobacco, along with other stores and barrels of liquor they seized, were worth $700,000. The Federals burned a railroad bridge, a train depot, a telegraph office, and all but 45,100 pounds of the tobacco, which, along with 80 bushels of grain and 46 muskets, were hauled back to Fort Monroe.